Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining Did You Know? The ESCO HVAC Podcast. This episode brought to you by Electrify My Home, designing and installing heat pumps the right way. Learn more at electrifymyhome.com. Larry, how are you doing today?
Man, I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, this conversation came about by one that we had a couple of weeks ago where we were talking about the transition of contractors into a new era of equipment where we're really focusing on high-performance heat pumps. You know, many places around the United States are moving away from gas installations. I mean, we see a lot of gas bans in multiple places around the United States. And so we have contractors re-looking at their businesses going, okay, I know that I'm going to have to make some changes. I mean, I got refrigerant changes, I got equipment changes, I got to pick my path, but I have to be successful at it, right? And so as a contractor, you've been very successful at electrifying your business and teaching others how to do that successfully. So do you mind sharing with us like where this adventure began and where you're at? And then we'll talk about like where it's going.
Yeah. So I worked for a contractor for a number of years before that. So I've been in the trade for 42 years. I'm one of those high school, went to tech school guys.
Yep.
And so I've been doing this for a long time. And I've always been a guy that wanted to make my game a little better than the next guy's game.
Yep.
And so go back about 2010, there was a utility program in California called Energy Upgrade California.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of buzz around that at the time. Didn't turn out to be as good as they hoped. It was a little ahead of its time. But it required that you become BPI certified to become a practitioner in it.
Oh, very cool. Great organization.
So I went through the process. And I always wondered. I lived in Palm Springs for a number of years. And I worked on air conditioners out there. And as an air conditioning technician, I would go to houses. And the systems were working fine. And the people that lived in them were uncomfortable. And so I knew that there was more of a connection other than just me going out and fixing air conditioners. So when I kind of read about this BPI thing and I says, I can learn how to understand how houses work with the system and then the house is its whole system. So I really got into that. A lot of people went through those courses to kind of get into the utility program itself. And most of them kind of went back to the status quo afterwards. And I happened to have a teacher in the first class that turned into be a mentor for my entire pathway. And I like to say that they had the exact level of sugar in the Kool-Aid there. And I ended up drinking a lot of it, right? So I never went back. I never went back to the status quo, throw a system in, rule of thumb, any of that. Started using load calculations. And then we ran into this problem where we couldn't find furnaces that were small enough for the new heat load, right? Yeah. And so I went to my mentor and I says, hey, what can we do? And they were doing a lot of the hydrothermal stuff. So they put in the water heater and run it off that. They could tune down the heat.
Yeah.
And I said, that's a little bit too complicated for the status quo company I was operating at. So just happened to go to a class on one of the inverter heat pump things back then. I saw these little mini split things. And I asked a guy about that. And he says, yeah, there's some people toying around with that.
Right.
And so I put a couple in and, you know, much to the owner of the company's chagrin, he's like, why are we doing this? This is really weird. And the installer loved putting it in first because it was a challenge. But when we started the thing up, you couldn't hear it and you could just feel the house getting warm. And so to me, it was a game changer. And so I really started pushing those inverter heat pump systems. And at the time, all we had was the low static pressure models. So we really had to do the ductwork perfectly in order to make them work. And so that was part of the whole process. And I just started running with it. So I really started installing heat pumps in a major way in 2013. I was still doing some gas. And then 2014, I really told my boss, I said, I don't do furnaces for you anymore. I'm only going to do heat pump projects. And the benefit for that is my sales went from like $8,500 a sale to $18,000 a sale. So I'm liking it because I'm making more money. The boss is liking it because he's making more money. The guys like it because it's something interesting to do rather than just putting the tape on straight on an evaporator coil. And so kind of got full company buy-in. And then the problem was going to a customer's house that just wanted a furnace replacement and selling, and, you know, walking out of there with a $18,000 heat pump and envelope work. And now that same job's like 30, but so yeah. That's really how I got into doing that. And because we were doing it in a, such a high performance way, and I was kind of already embedded with the group of performance people, I started sharing about it at different one is the most dry climate forum. I don't know if you've heard of that out here in California. And just happened to be in that audience that day, there was a guy whose brother was starting up the Building Decarbonization Coalition. And I get a phone call from him and say, I really want a heat pump installed. And I know there's nobody else out here that's going to do it like you will. And so he invited me after we put the system in his house to join the board of the Decarbonization Coalition. So I was on the board of that for 4 or 5 years. And that was good because I was the only contractor, i.e. homeowner voice on that board. It was a lot of energy people and a lot of people saying, hey, we can do
utility
this.
Utility rebate. Saying,
wait, hold on. We can't do all that, right?
Right.
And so be that's kind of what led up to this. And so we did a little bit of work with different utility programs, and I was invited to comment on some of the legislature that was coming the legislative items that were coming through, and because of that, I was asked to do a training program by one of the bigger groups in California. It was called Tech Clean California.
Oh yeah,
and they said, hey, we have workforce education and training money. We've heard you talk about this. We know you know how to do it. Would you like to put a proposal together for training? And so I said, I'm going to reinvent the way training works in this business. And I did that, and we were very successful. I got extremely good ratings on that. And so that program has been going on for 4 years. And we've since picked up training with most of the major investor-owned utilities in the state and a number of the regional energy networks. So we actually go out there, boots on the ground, get on a plane and fly to LA and teach contractors how to do this stuff right.
Yeah. There's a lot of contractors that are, you know, struggling with the changes going, okay, my business model is going to have to adapt no matter what, you know, cost of equipment's going up, cost of refrigerants are going up. I need to have a strong business model that is successful. And so when we start looking at, you know, creating a solution for a home, you know, not just going in and quoting equipment based typically on what's already there and then maybe selling them a more expensive model of what they already have. You know, we're talking about looking at a structure with a new set of goggles going, okay, we may or may not be able to have the right solution for you. Let's take a look. And I'll tell you, you know, using the right instruments, using the right tools and technology, I can tell you whether the heat pump is going to be a successful solution for you or not. And it really comes down to that. You have to be educated on what these transitions look like and what it takes to be successful as a business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I saw this movement coming, and I said, I have a set of skills like Liam Neeson, right? I have a particular set of skills, but I had a particular set of skills, and I said, I see this all coming. I was kind of at the point. The company I was at, the kids were going to take over the management. I didn't want to be like that old guy at Dairy Queen with a 17-year-old manager. And so I said, I'm going to start this business. I'm going to take a risk and see what I can do. And it's blown up. I mean, I started with 3 people 4 years ago. I'm up to 19. We've exponentially improved everything every year, and that with the training. So the business model works. And we don't just install heat pumps. We do every form of everything in the house electrification. So pre-wiring, panel upgrades, smart panels, batteries, everything we can do to look through the lens of what the lowest operating cost for that customer is going to be moving forward and sharing with them the plan of how to get there on every house. And it's been extremely successful.
Yeah, I just had a podcast recording right before we hopped on here with a Midwest contractor that does a lot of education as well. And that's really what the focus of the entire conversation was, is that, you know, we have companies, businesses here in the Midwest, I'm in Indiana, that are rethinking their business model and coming up with these solutions. And he said, you know, the most important thing to understand as a HVAC contractor is that going forward, I'm not going to be able to be just an HVAC contractor. I have to holistically be looking at these buildings with building science, just like we should have been doing all the time. Like we can read HVAC books from 100 years ago, and it wasn't just about heating, right? It was about comfort. It was about the condition of the space. It was so much deeper than what we've gotten to. It's like we started at a plateau and we got down and we stayed in this lower plateau for decades. And now that we are finally relooking at structures going, okay, we now have the tools to be successful at this. And if I present that homeowner with solutions instead of just selling the same old crap that everyone has been doing for years or decades, I can now solve someone's problems. And the relationship is completely different. You now have a partner. You have a consumer for life when we solve their problems instead of just providing numbers.
Yeah, I mean, that plays out in what we've experienced. Like I have nothing but awesome reviews out there.
Right.
And my customers tend to write books about their experience. And a lot of them are, like, I talked to four or five companies, three of them tried to talk me out of it. And then we found these guys, they had the solutions, they came out and did it. The communication was amazing. And, you know, I've been in the trade for a long time, worked for a lot of companies. So I wanted to build the foundation of my company so that it didn't work like those other companies did. Mm-hmm. And so our communication is amazing. We're an interesting company. We don't have a service department. We just only service what we sell. So we're a little bit more of a like a home improvement company than we are an HVAC company.
Yeah.
And that's been beneficial because we don't have like the fires to put out everywhere and the emergency situations. And the guy that does service at my company, and he's also my field supervisor, he says, when are we going to put a service department up? And I says, when are we going to be able to install something in 3 days? My calendar is always out 3 months. Like if I found a broken furnace tomorrow, I wouldn't be able to do anything about it. Wow. So, and our market just works better for this. And so, the biggest thing that I see is the block from companies being able to really do this is mm-hmm. the work's a little bit harder, but they have to step back a little bit and understand how things work and then understand how to talk with different people. Like I've designed my business so the personality types that I want to sell to are naturally coming over here. So I've kind of eliminated some of the pushback by just making it a little harder for those people to come through. But one of the things we talk about in our training program is DISC profiling. And I'm sure you're aware of what all that is and how to figure out what somebody's personality is and discuss the heat pump in a way that fits their personality type and not get thrown out of the house because you were either too eco-friendly or too out on the other side of the bag. And that's been extremely successful.
Man, that's intriguing.
Yeah. So like I-type personalities and D-type personalities, technological driven. We want to talk about this is a technological revolution in your home. But if I'm talking to people that have a little bit of bark on their sleeves, then I want to talk to them about the eco benefits and the carbon reduction and all that. And if we keep our conversations focused on the personality type, we can sell heat pumps to anybody.
That's pretty crazy. It actually comes back to a conversation I had with a software company about 2 weeks ago, and they were telling me about a software that they've just deployed, and they're introducing it into some of the larger service software, but it uses artificial intelligence to look at the previous service tickets, as well as the service call, incoming call. And artificial intelligence looks at the vocal characteristics of the person, compares them to previous jobs, and gives that technician or the person going to that call a personality evaluation of your customer. Not a problem evaluation, a personality evaluation. I thought, man, that's intriguing. I mean, to be able to have a perspective of that homeowner before you get there. It's not just another house with another number. It's a solution.
Yeah, it's extremely important. And so we actually use a note taker. So one of the things that's very unique about our company is that we don't engage people by driving to their house and giving them an estimate. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is virtual. So everything we do drives them through our website. They fill out a pretty comprehensive form about all the systems in their house and where their house is, age, you know, do they have knob and tube wiring, galvanized plumbing, all that. So they learn a little bit of something about their house through that, but it also takes about 25 minutes to fill out that form and upload the pictures.
Wow.
So what it does is it gets rid of all the people that don't have the patience for my solution.
You bet.
I'm not even talking to them. And so I've gotten rid of one of the personality types that likes to make the quick decision and is really good for the other companies.
You bet. There's
and
a place.
Eliminated that from our process. And then so we do a virtual assessment with them afterwards. So it's all done right here from this camera and my desk, all my sales. And my salesman downstairs has a similar setup. And then we present them with the budget numbers immediately after the call, because we've done a lot of these. We kind of know what things are going to cost.
Yeah.
And we don't engage with that customer until they've signed that, what we call a handshake agreement.
Yeah.
And so they've agreed to our price and our methodology and what we're going to do. And then we go out and do all the energy audits and load calculations and stuff on the house, because I'm not doing that for people that aren't buying from me. And so that's been hugely beneficial and saved untold gallons of gas and tire rubber and carbon and all that stuff. So,
well, I think of that, you know, as such an amazing solution for one of the problems that contractors have when they're looking at these business profiles, because we get so much pushback from contractors and even from some of our schools as, I don't want to teach this because I'm not going to get paid to do this stuff. I can't show up to a house and provide an estimate for a piece of equipment doing the right things when Joe Blow just pulled up in his 30-year-old vehicle and looked at the house from the street and give him an estimate for something. I can't compete because I'm trying to sell quality versus cheapest price. You've removed all of that.
Yeah, I did. When I started the business, I said, I want to get rid of all the stuff from the other jobs that I had that I didn't like. And one of them was tire kickers. And then going out and figuring out somebody wasn't going to be your customer anyway. And so I eliminated that through that process, and it's been extremely successful. And the beautiful part of it is when we're in a format just like this, and I'm talking to the customer just like you and I are talking, I've got that time to make rapport with them. I've got all the information about their house in front of me. I've done a little internet recon on their house, and then I can get down into the conversations and figure out what their personality type is. And then I can start talking to them about what they need and not the stuff they don't care about. And then I'm also able, because this is a great way to teach and people are really around this, I'm able to just pull up the PowerPoint presentation, go through the way our business works, the way we feel about the, you know, our mission statement, how the process is going to go, all the way to building value around the load calculation, how we install the systems, why we use different registers than everybody else does in every heat pump system. And guided airflow, air bounce. I could show them all that like in a lesson plan. And by the time they're done, they're either going to go, I don't want to do the business with them, or I don't want to do business with anybody but them.
Yeah, sold. Right. Where do I sign?
Right.
Exactly. Take my check, please.
Exactly. And it works really good.
I absolutely love that, because really when we look at contractors, you're going to be successful in volume or you're going to be successful in solution. And so if we decide that our business is a solution provider, not just a service provider, we have to change the way we look at work. We have to focus in on those that are after the solution and not just the low cost. And in that, the traffic comes to you.
Yeah. And yeah, it's worked pretty good. So
it's kind of crazy to think about it that simply, but really it's a matter of providing the right solution for the right customers. It's not about going after every customer. It's about providing the service for the ones that are looking for that type of solution that you offer.
Right. And so another thing that, I know what my demographic of customer is, the easy ones. And so I've taken the time to go meet people that are in organizations in the cities around where I want to operate. And I've kind of entrenched myself as the solution, because there's these groups of people that get together and talk about heat pumps over coffee and donuts, right?
Yeah.
And I've gotten into those audiences and done a lot of work for them. And every conversation they're having is literally like us having a conversation with a new customer. So I've built myself just a militant group of people that are Electrify My Home supporters, and the business is built on that. So we're still 5 years in. We're over 45%. I think I thought the number was a little higher, but we actually looked at it the other day. Mm-hmm. But we're 45% referral based still.
That's still crazy high.
Yeah, it's an incredibly high number for a KPI.
Goodness.
Yeah. So it works good, and I build these relationships, and nobody is ever gonna, because there's always been this thing like, did you put your stickers on? Are you communicating with your customers? Are you doing all this to keep your name alive in their brain? And also, when I put the company together, I put a name together that people aren't going to forget, right?
That's true.
And they also stumble onto us on the website a lot just by doing a, how do I electrify my home? And boom, you know, so all those little things that we kind of dialed in the beginning are all really working well now.
So how do you work with companies that are wanting to rethink this? Because I guarantee you, I'm going to have, you know, some input if we didn't cover this. So I'd have people reaching out going, hey, I like this idea. I think I can build some technicians that would be perfect for that kind of a company. Or I get the call, hey, I'm a company owner and I'm really digging this concept. You know, what's the next step? I mean, how do we rethink who we are?
So, I mean, we have our own LMS system and we just brought that on this year. Mm-hmm. And so it's emhlearn.com. And they can go on there and they'll get a calendar of all the free webinars that we do for all the utilities in California, and anybody mm-hmm. anywhere in the country can, or the world can, get on those. So you can hear the pieces that we do. And we do a lot of webinars geared to different trades. Like we have a trade pro set coming up with our local utility. And so we talk about electrification for plumbers, solar guys, electricians, and HVAC. And general contractors, I believe it is, but really a more focused way for that. But on our learning website is a calendar for everything. We do a program through Tech Clean California. That's a 3-day, really immersive, like boot camp type mm-hmm. training. And we've done those for a couple of the RINs in the state. And so they're out there, and all the training that we provide through those programs is all free to the contractor.
That's crazy to think about.
And it's all paid for through utility dollars yeah. in one way or another.
Sure, because it's success for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, I sit in on a lot of committees for energy rebates and system commissioning, and you know, trying to look at ways that, you know, we can validate system installation and commissioning, because the rebate companies and utilities, they just want it to be done right so that people can save money. I mean, it really comes down to that. And you know, it's there's not a great system in play as far as our industry currently. I mean, I am on some groups working on that at a high level. But if you're the contractor and you're implementing all of them yourself, you've already solved all of the problems that the co-ops and the utilities and the rebates were looking for. They just want a good product installed so that it will perform well and save money.
Yeah. And once you get the hang of doing it, we like to tell the guys when they come into class, and this is an interesting little quip.
Yeah.
But we've had guys that have come through our classes that are working for contractors in California now, whether they be salespeople or installers or whatever, mostly salespeople. And they're from, I can remember one from Texas, one guy from New Jersey, and a guy from up north in either Minnesota or Michigan. I get those two states mixed up. They all came to the class with the same rule of thumb. And they're from completely different parts of the country. And they're all saying, oh, we just install 400 square feet per ton, which is the same thing that happens in the Bay Area here, where we have very temperate climate. And it's the same rule that's gone everywhere. And you were mentioning earlier, like we had the modern HVAC guide, modern heating and air conditioning refrigeration guide, the big book from when I went to tech school 42 years ago. Yeah. And it had all of the answers in it. Like all of the ancestors and the forefathers of our industry figured all this out so long ago. And then apprentices from their journeymen, from their salespeople, all just like, we've forgotten about all of that. And all we have to do is go back to some of the simple basics, and we can make systems that just work so well, use so little energy, and our customers are just blown away by how comfortable they are. And I'll ask two contractors that'll be in the same class, and I'm like, so what differentiates you two guys? And they'll say, oh, we do the best work, and you know, we do everything, and we give these great guarantees and all this stuff. And I says, well, what about you? Oh, we do the best work and we have great guarantees. And I says, well, what differentiates you? And you're saying you're the best company, but what is making you better than the next company? Are you doing load calculations? Oh, no, we don't do load calculations. So even some of the basic stuff. And I'm like, so it really comes down to who's putting the tape on straighter, right? And so, and it's sad that kind of the industry's got to this, wow. But we have a way out of it, right? And all we got to do is go back to basic principles and learn how houses work, and we can build some dynamite systems.
That's crazy. Just keeping it simple.
Just keeping it simple. And just doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's hard for some contractors because it does take longer to do. But believe me, it's rewarded. Our projects are significantly more expensive because we're applying good practice to them. And they do take a little bit longer to do. But it doesn't fit into everybody's business plan and model. But it can really help differentiate those companies that aren't maybe owned by a consolidation company and part of a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. We need to compete. We need our other contractors to be able to compete with these guys. And this is a brilliant way of being able to do it.
I completely agree. Fantastic perspective of something I think everyone's going to enjoy. Larry Waters from Electrify My Home. Grateful that you hung out with us today. I encourage everyone to go check them out at electrifymyhome.com.
Yeah, and hit up that EMH Learn website and see what our calendar is. Go to some of the free podcasts. Check out our YouTube page. We got a lot of the podcasts up on there. And pick up the phone and call us. We'd love to help walk people through.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
Hey, right on, man. It's nice seeing you. Thanks a lot.